Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, we hit them so hard, we obliterated them.
Wait, what did he say? Obliterated them?
We hit them so hard, we obliterated them.
All right, we're going to jump right in because this is one of the dumbest things I have ever seen. This photo is going viral of ICE deployed at the Atlanta airport, ATL, and they're just supporting the TSA by hovering over the TSA's shoulder in a rather ominous weird way. Why is he looming over this TSA agent's shoulder? Even she seems uncomfortable. And listen, as somebody who travels through airports rather often for work, for either debates or conferences or political events to network, I know that you guys travel a lot as well. I've seen comments, people saying they go to conferences a few times a year. The last thing you need in airports are more people walking around, taking up space, looming in an ominous manner with ICE vests on. Look at this. We have another video going viral of ICE agents patrolling Terminal 5 at JFK Airport in New York City as a huge TSA line continues. In fact, today TSA had some of the longest lines yet while ICE was there, meaning ICE wasn't doing anything. I mean, this is some serious work that TSA agents do that requires serious training to control lines and make sure people get through safely. And what are these ICE agents doing? We're paying them to just stand around. Look at the video on screen now. They're quite literally just standing around at the airports while people are walking past, pretending like they're not there. I'm sure everyone's giving them a quick side eye, like, what the fuck? Why are ICE agents at the airport? What kind of raids are these ICE agents doing? They're just standing there. While this is happening, Donald Trump is melting down on the tarmac of Palm Beach International Airport, saying that if ICE doesn't do a good enough job, he'll have to bring in the National Guard. He also got caught in a lie about negotiations with the Iranian foreign minister that we're going to break down throughout this video. Make sure you drop a like. I want to give a genuine thank you to everybody who helped us get to 1.9 million YouTube subscribers. Genuinely means the world. We are breaking records as a Gen Z built independent media company for anybody of all ages. We have a diverse audience, and thank you all again. Subscribe to help us get to 2 million, and let's just listen to this clip of Trump talking about ICE. Then I want to break down the series of events that's happened just over the past few hours regarding airports, Iran, the markets. There's so much to cover and no time to waste.
Elon Musk has offered to pay TSA workers during this DHS shutdown. Is this something that you've been speaking to him about?
Yeah, I'd love it. I think it's great. Let him do that. And I want to thank ICE because they stepped in so strongly. They'll do great. And if that's not enough, I'll bring in the National Guard. We're not going to have the Democrats destroy our country. These people are the most destructive, sick people, the Democrats. They want, and they're fighting for this. They're fighting for men and women sports. They're fighting for transgender for everybody. Everybody go out, get your kid a nice operation, and change the sex of your kid.
This shit doesn't work anymore, dude. We have ICE flooding our airports. We have planes at LaGuardia crashing. Two pilots died overnight in a plane crash at LaGuardia because it crashed into a fire truck. I made a video about this earlier, but it's an awful tragedy. At the same time, we've been seeing stuff like this. Due to TSA staffing constraints, ATL is continuing to see longer than normal wait times at security checkpoints. Travelers are encouraged to arrive at least 4 hours early. We appreciate your patience and thank our federal and airport partners for their continued dedication. For many people, travel is not that simple. You have kids to take care of. You have family. You have to use public transportation. Arriving 4 hours early for a work trip that is already a strain is impossible for many, many people. And that's before we learned that there was a, you know, crash at LaGuardia Airport. And then there was a ground stop at Newark Airport, meaning two out of the top three New York airports had a stop on them.
Fox News alert, the FAA just confirmed there's now a ground stop at Newark Airport after one of the ATC towers had to be evacuated, meaning that two of the three major New York airport right now are shut down.
I mean, this is all beginning to be too much. It's beginning to accumulate. Again, a ground stop was in place on Monday at Newark Liberty International Airport, where an air traffic control tower was evacuated due to reports of smoke, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Think about how quickly everything is beginning to compound. We have gas prices skyrocketing due to this war. Patrick Dehan at Gas Buddy reports, national average price of gasoline is $3.93 per gallon this morning, up 99 cents per gallon from a month ago. That means that Americans have spent $5 billion more dollars on gas as a whole over the last month. That's less money to spend on other items. It is hurting our economy. That is before you factor in the unemployment that Donald Trump's policies have caused, before you factor in the tariffs, before you factor in the loss of economic activity from these airports being shut down. And I hate to put it in such an economic lens because we've actually lost multiple lives due to this. Two pilots today, but both can be true. The loss of life is obviously very heartbreaking, and the loss of economic productivity will also hurt many Americans who are already struggling. Now, this brings us to the escalations in Iran. Donald Trump set a red line about 36 hours ago, saying he was going to strike a bunch of infrastructure in Iran if they didn't open up the Strait of Hormuz. Iran swiftly responded by escalating even further, saying, hey, if you do that to us, we are going to irreversibly damage a bunch of infrastructure in countries surrounding us and your allied countries, and the Strait of Hormuz will not be open for years. Well, Trump seems to have backed down off of his threat. It's hard to tell what's happening. He seems to be lying about negotiations that are ongoing or aren't ongoing. Let me just read this to you. He posted early this morning, right before the market begins to open, as it was tanking, he said, I am pleased to report, he spelled this wrong. I am pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities. Okay, then Barak Ravid says, President Trump says he has suspended his plan to strike Iran's power plants, citing what he calls progress in negotiations. But then we learn from Barak Ravid minutes later, Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs comes out and says, there are no direct talks between Tehran and Washington. The U.S. president's statements are part of efforts to reduce energy prices and buy time to implement his military plans. I mean, he did make this announcement right before the market opened, but keep in mind, the Iranian regime isn't the most reliable source of information themselves. Then it says, yes, there are initiatives from regional countries to reduce tensions, of course, and our response to all of them is clear. We are not the party that started this war, and all such requests should be directed to Washington. That is coming from Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Then Donald Trump gets asked on the tarmac, what are these negotiations you've reached? Caitlin Collins asks a question.
So you said there's many points of agreement with Iran right now.
Many.
What? Can you give us a
many,
those?
Like 15 points. 15
that
points.
Iran has said yes.
Well, they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. That's number one. That's number one, two, and three. They will never have a nuclear weapon. They've agreed to that.
I'm going to have to hear it out of their mouth because we know they had an agreement back in 2016, 2017 with Obama. They negotiated in good faith. And for that, Donald Trump tore up that agreement, continued to strike them, and refused to negotiate. That creates an incentive structure where the Iranian regime then doesn't want to negotiate it. They just get struck and bombed every single time. So they know that Trump is trying to trick them, and that needs to be said. Now, in this next clip, Caitlin Collins asks the very pertinent question, as always, if you obliterated their nuclear sites last summer, how can you say that it was an imminent threat now? I mean, there's so many questions like that. If you obliterated them last summer, how have you obliterated them again now? How can we trust you now? Yeah.
If you obliterated their nuclear sites last summer with your strikes, then how can you argue it was an imminent threat now?
Oh, we hit them so hard, we obliterated them. But
wait, what did he say? Obliterated them?
We hit them so hard, we obliterated them. But that doesn't mean with the right equipment, you can't dig down and go get it. We don't want that, and we won't have that. But we obliterated that site. They still haven't been able to get it. That was a complete success. But if it wasn't, they would have had... If we didn't hit them, if we didn't use the B-2 bombers, which are unbelievable. We just ordered 22 more of them, modern version, by the way, super modern version. If we didn't hit them with the B-2 bombers, they would have had within 2 weeks of that attack. That's why we hit them, because we knew.
Bro, what is this guy saying? Am I going crazy or is this the biggest word salad I've ever heard?
They would have had a nuclear weapon.
Okay, so wait a minute. They didn't have a nuclear weapon because you obliterated them, as he said, obliterated them. If you didn't do that, they would have had it within two. I'm so confused.
Use it on Israel and the entire Middle East.
Okay, so that was a huge word salad. It continues here when a reporter asks a question, and then he goes, who are you with? And they actually say, Newsmax, which is a right-wing news organization, and he continues to attack them.
Mr. President, you've deployed ICE agents to American airports. Newsmax, sir. You've deployed ICE agents.
You're not doing a very good job.
You've deployed ICE agents.
You're not doing a good job. Did you hear me? Okay, go ahead.
What exactly do you want from these talks?
You believe in taking CNN over Newsmax?
What exactly are you looking for?
He goes, I can't believe I'm taking CNN over Newsmax, just taking shots of the Newsmax reporter. I'm sure this Newsmax reporter idolizes Trump and is going to go home and cry about this later. But I think we need to tie this all back to the airport chaos that is currently ongoing. I'm going to play this clip one more time. ICE agents are just walking around the airports. Here's what we need to continue to reiterate, and here's how I honestly feel as an American, as a 23-year-old in America, beyond the commentary that I do as somebody who lives in Chicago, travels a lot, fills up on gas once a week, maybe twice a week. Everything is getting more dangerous. Everything is feeling more dangerous. The entire world is inherently more dangerous under Donald Trump, and that is manifesting in all of our daily lives, whether it's ICE agents at the airports while a woman is just trying to walk her, I'm assuming like her service dog, through the airport and ICE agents are patrolling around, whether it's gas prices rising to such an extent that you don't have money for food or other goods or services, other bills. This is happening to many Americans. Whether it's the daily headlines of war breaking out that honestly terrifies most people, whether it's a nearly senile president who's melting down on the tarmac every single other day, this is manifesting in our lives, and the world is inherently less safe. Russia is getting more rich because the United States lifted sanctions because we desperately need oil. Iran is getting more rich after the United States lifted sanctions because we desperately need more oil. And yes, I said Iran, the country that we are currently at war with, we have helped make more rich. The world is an inherently more dangerous place because of this man, and I'm going to leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.